breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. economy continues generating jobs. 353,000 last month. Retail and healthcare sectors and professional and business services leading the way. The unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7% in January. President Biden will be on hand today when the bodies of three fallen soldiers return to the U.S.
With the support of the soldiers' families, the president will attend the dignified transfer at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base. He paid tribute to the fallen service members at yesterday's National Prayer Breakfast.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country.
The three soldiers were killed and dozens more wounded in a drone attack in Jordan carried out by Iran-backed militias. Greg Plugston, Washington.
A new report concludes that more than 50% of the humanitarian aid entering Gaza is being hijacked by Hamas terrorists.
According to the Times of Israel, video evidence collected over several months' time documents armed men seizing trucks loaded with humanitarian aid intended for Palestinian civilians as soon as the trucks enter the Gaza Strip. Hamas uses the food and water for its terrorist fighters and the fuel to power its rockets, vehicles, and underground ventilation systems. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
There are fatalities in the crash of a small plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. Roger Shulman with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa says a pilot reported engine trouble moments before the crash.
It was a single engine plane very close to the runway, and he suddenly had some difficulties and was trying to make the runway, but he was about 3 miles away when he went off radar and crashed into that large mobile home park in Clearwater.
Several people on the plane died. There was one fatality on the ground. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures now down 76 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The terrorist attacks against Israel, escalating threats of a third world war, natural disasters, and civil unrest are causing people to wonder, are we living in the end times?
In his new book, Are We Living in the End Times?, trusted pastor and best-selling author Dr. Robert Jeffress provides solid biblical answers to seven key questions, including, what role does Israel play in the end times? What five headlines will signal we are in the end times? And how can you prepare for the end times? Are We Living in the End Times? By Dr. Robert Jeffress is available right now at ptv.org and wherever fine books are sold.
Jesus said, no one knows the hour or day of his return, which is why we should be ready at all times. Jesus is coming back to earth one day. Are you ready? Get your copy of my new book, Are We Living in the End Times? By going to ptv.org or wherever.
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Clark County School District Superintendent Jesus Jara, he plans to step down, but the local teachers union, they want him fired. Officials of the Clark County Education Association say the school board should not buy out Jara's contract when they consider his exit at their upcoming Wednesday meeting. Union officials called the timing of Jara's resignation, quote, very suspicious, and added they think there's a scandal brewing. The school board plans to consider his resignation next week, saying they plan to consider an agenda item to end the superintendent's contract sooner than its expiration date of June 2026. Jara has been superintendent since 2018. He has faced very vocal criticism during his tenure on topics like student achievement, his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and distance learning, and contentious teacher contract negotiations. The reason for his resignation has not yet been released, but in his letter to the school board, Jara said his departure date is effective February 21st. The three downtown Las Vegas casinos owned and run by Derek Stevens and his brother, they've reached a deal with the local culinary union on a new five-year contract. That agreement involves the 800 union workers at Circa, the D, and Golden Gate. The seven other downtown Las Vegas hotel casinos have a bit of breathing room to agree on a new five-year deal with culinary local 226. The more than 1,800 workers at downtown and some independent strip resorts were preparing to strike today, but they have until Monday now to work things out. With Valentine's Day coming up, we're in February already. Ethel M's is turning on its lights of love at the Cactus Gardens. It begins tonight and runs through February 18th. Enjoy. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Fall is here and RSV can strike people over 60. Super protect yours with the vaccine. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Starting to load up through the resort corridor on 15 southbound, but looks a little heavier than usual. No accidents being reported through the area. Just too many cars going the same way at the same time. Southbound 15 going to be on the brakes pretty much from Sahara all the way down toward Russell Road. One accident off the freeways at the east side intersection of Tropicana and Cobalt. Had a decent chance of rain in the valley again today. Should clear away tomorrow, only to return on Sunday. Today's high is near 60 degrees. It's 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, February 2nd. Yes, we will have the Friday song for you in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us here. We were watching Fox News a couple of times over the course of the last week, and I saw Congressman Mike Waltz from Florida 6, and I said, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. And we've got to book him, and so we did, and here he is. Congressman Waltz, good to have you with us. Thanks for being a part of our show here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, hey, great to be with you. Look forward to being out there in person soon for the big caucus coming up.
Indeed, we're going to be talking about that. Of course, the caucus coming up on the 8th of the month, and we'll be talking a lot about that over the course of the next week. I want to get to some current events. Everybody
sure.
is asking the question, where is this border security bill? Nobody has seen it. We've had leaks, but we don't have the bill. Where do we stand right now as we're sitting on Friday and everybody's going to be going home?
Well, look, this is one of the things that mainstream media just keeps ignoring. We already have a border security bill. We passed it 9 months ago out of the House. It was our second bill that we passed as soon as we took the majority, H.R. 2, that would put a lot of the policies that Trump had as executive orders would put them into law. Would put remain in Mexico back in place, that would make asylum claims an actual real thing, that, you know, would do a number of things to restore security at our border. That's been sitting at Schumer's feet for 9 months. Now they want to kind of engineer some new deal. They've been promising us text for 2 months. Now supposedly we're hearing it over the weekend. I think it's no coincidence that suddenly this text is emerging out of Schumer's office just as we're moving to impeach DHS Secretary Mayorkas. So we'll see what comes of it. They've been promising it for months, and they could have just, if they didn't like our border bill, then let's sit down and negotiate. But instead, they let another 3 million people come across our border.
Let me just ask you: will you support the border security bill, or is it really dead on arrival for you too?
I voted for HR 2. I mean, it has to be that, period. Oh, by the way, E-Verify was in there as well. So, look, I don't know. There's all kinds of rumors If the rumors are true, about 5,000 a day, do the math times 365, then absolutely not.
Unbelievable. As for Alejandro Mayorkas, the embattled Secretary of DHS, will you vote to impeach on the floor?
Oh, absolutely. Should have been done a year ago, but we had to get, you know, unlike the Democrats, we don't just throw impeachment around. We had a series of hearings. We let them repeatedly lie under oath. Not just to the committee, but on national television and in front of the American people, that the border was secure, that they were following the law. They are clearly not. They're not following, and he has instructed his agency to not follow the asylum claims. And just to remind everyone, you have to be under verified political persecution. We have literally millions of people just walking up to the border. They don't even try to evade them. In ports of entry, not even necessarily in the middle of the desert. Just walking up to our border patrol saying, I'm being persecuted, and they start through the processing where they're sent into the interior, given ID cards, given work permits. And here's the real tell. This is what I want everybody to understand. In San Francisco, in Manhattan, in Washington, D.C., first they say, well, these migrants have got to work. They're already here. Okay, fine. Well, they got to get to work, so therefore they need a driver's license. And here's the punchline. In a lot of these municipalities, they're now saying as soon as you sign up for a driver's license, you automatically are registered to vote. We know the political game that's afoot. And we've got to get President Trump back in to get back to the policies that we know work. These aren't theoretical. They actually work to secure our border. And it is pretty amazing to now see African-American communities, Democrats, and others talking about community centers that are being overrun, that their kids can't go to. I'm even seeing the teachers' union start to scream about it, because you have schools that are overcrowded that are now even becoming more overcrowded. You've got hospitals and clinics that can't fully treat their patients, and who's going to pay for this care? So it's, you just do the math on another 5 years of this under Joe Biden, and it's wholly unacceptable. And Mayorkas has got to go. We got to do whatever we can constitutionally. I don't trust this DOJ to prosecute anyone, to get rid of people who are openly flaunting the law to the detriment of our national security and creating a humanitarian crisis.
Again, Congressman Mike Waltz joining us from Florida's 6th Congressional District. I mentioned that I saw him on Fox earlier this week after the testimony of Christopher Wray. And I must tell you, it stopped me in my tracks watching Christopher Wray talk about the possibility of a Chinese cyber threat. It's just flat out scary. Can you talk a little bit about what the head of the FBI was talking about?
Yeah, this is what folks need to understand. I mean, so it's two things. One, the scale of this cyber tsunami that is hitting us right now from Chinese hackers, both government and kind of sponsored private criminals. If the FBI put every analyst it had towards the problem, stripped them of every other country, we would still be outnumbered 50-1. So, I mean, my question to Ray is stop going after parents and Catholics and put everything you got towards this issue. But two, typically the hacking has been to steal our technology, to steal company secrets, or even to spy on things. This is the difference with what he just testified. They put malware in our ports, in our energy grid, in our pipelines, even in our rail yards and elsewhere, that are akin to putting time bombs in there, that if this malware gets activated, it will take these systems out. I think we should look at it no differently than the Chinese Communist Party putting a cruise missile into our ports or into our rail yards. This is, we discovered unexploded, and the FBI discovered unexploded bombs for lack of a better analogy, that could have no other purpose than for China to use in any type of conflict. But do I trust this administration to respond? They'll send John Kerry back over there and say, you know, please stop building coal-fired power plants. But it is incredibly serious. China is preparing for war with the United States. Chairman Xi, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, is openly talking about replacing us as a global leader, the decline of America, the decline of democracy, to be replaced with their socialist techno-surveillance state that not only they want to have in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, that they want to take global. Don't take it from me as some type of hawk or what have you. That's what he is saying, and they're putting the pieces in place to do it. And I think if you get another 5 years of Joe Biden, they're going to move.
Again, Congressman Mike Waltz joining us from Florida 6. The number one question I've gotten from listeners over the last 2 weeks, what should I do? We've got a primary on the 6th. We've got the caucus on the 8th next Thursday. What should I do? What is your answer to my listeners?
Well, come out to the caucus. The delegates are actually coming from the caucus on the 8th. I know it's been a bit confusing, but... The caucus on the 8th is what matters. We need to get, you know, regardless of what you think about President Trump, you think he's a hero, you don't like his personality. What we're talking about now are policies that worked, that affect people's lives. And now we've had three years of the progressives running the country. Don't take it from us. Look at what it's done. Look at the border out of control, crime out of control, inflation out of control, and now our adversaries around the world smell weakness in this White House, and they're on the march. Let's go back to no foreign wars, a roaring economy, a border that is secure, and where criminals are prosecuted and put in jail. They're not the victims. So, look, to me, it's crystal clear we need President Trump back in the White House. Nevada alone had record low unemployment and did things that Nevadans care about, like cutting off funding to Yucca Mountain. Let's talk policy, and I think we talk policy. It's a no-brainer.
So your advice is to do whatever you want to do with the primary, vote none of the above, but that you need to be at the caucus on Thursday. Is that right?
You need to be on the caucus on Thursday. That is where the delegates towards the Republican National Convention will be awarded, the winner of that caucus. I think the polling looks great for President Trump, but we need a strong turnout. Nevada is number three in the nation, the first in the West, and it's all about momentum. Let's keep that momentum going. We had historic victories for President Trump in Iowa and in New Hampshire. Let's keep the momentum going heading into South Carolina and Super Tuesday so that we can get this primary over with and shift our efforts towards the contrast with the progressive left and Joe Biden. We need to get onto that as soon as possible, and keeping that momentum going is what this caucus on February 8th will do.
In our final couple of minutes, should Nikki Haley get out and close this campaign down?
Look, I'm not going to come on here and disparage Nikki Haley, but her big chance was New Hampshire. That was her big play. That's where she said that she would have an upset victory and establish momentum. It didn't happen. And right now, just look at the kind of, I thought, very presidential, magnanimous, strong speech that President Trump gave after his historic win in Iowa. It was about coming together as Republicans, as conservatives, as Americans to get our country back on track. And I know Governor Haley loves this country. I know she wants to see it turn around from the disaster that has been the policies of the progressive left. So, yeah, let's, I mean, you didn't get your win in New Hampshire. Let's stand down. There'll be an open presidential seat one way or another in 28 and 32. You know, let's get behind Donald Trump. Let's get back in the White House, back to the policies that work. Let's build on the America First movement and move forward, because I got to tell you, the left and the Democrats are going to throw everything they've got. They're throwing prosecutors, federal prosecutors, attorney generals, corrupt DAs down in Georgia. They're throwing everything they've got at Trump and his campaign, because they're petrified of what he's going to do to drain the swamp once he gets back into Washington, D.C. So we need to unify, get behind him, and win.
Congressman Mike Waltz, a combat-decorated veteran, thank you so much for your service to our country and your continued service in Florida 6. Thank you so much. I appreciate your joining us. Hope you have a great weekend, sir.
All right. Thank you. Let's win, and see everybody on February 8th at that caucus.
That is great. Congressman Mike Waltz joining us from Florida 6. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, looking at the possible Biden strikes in the Middle East, we'll discuss what could happen here, what the aftermath will be.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our thanks to Congressman Mike Waltz from Florida 6, he's like so many of us that are still waiting. We are waiting on this border security bill, and nobody knows what's in it. That's the incredible part of all of this, that we don't know what is in the bill. And in fact, Marco Rubio was asked yesterday by Fox, and this is cut one, guys, about whether he'll support this border security bill. But Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, says he can't support the border bill until he sees it. Listen to this.
Well, first of all, we don't know what the bill is. It's not out yet. So I can't give you my opinion on a bill that isn't written. No one's read. And not just me. No one's seen it yet. That doesn't mean it's bad or good. It's just I don't know what it is. But I will tell you this. Joe Biden does not need a bill if he wants to enforce the border. This border crisis began when he took office because on his first day in office, he wiped out all the Trump proposals. People that are coming to this country illegally, they don't know what our immigration laws are. They don't know the details of asylum laws. What they know is this. If you come to the border and you turn yourself in, they will process you and they will release you. And you are going to probably get to stay in this country for the rest of your life. That's what they know because that's what other people have done. And that's what's causing more people to come. And the only thing that will stop this is to change that. For people to know if you're here illegally, you will not be allowed in. If you get in, you will be detained and you will be held until your hearing. And if the hearing is 5 years from now, then you'll be detained for 5 years. And until we get back to that, this crisis will continue no matter what law we pass.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if all of these people flooding to the border learn that they're going to be held in a detention center for 90 days and that the likelihood that they will be sent back after all of that is very, very high if they don't meet the asylum border. If they don't meet the asylum requirements, I should say, what kind of impact would just that have on their thinking about coming to this country?
Well, a lot less people would come. Look, I'm not speculating about this, okay? I live in Miami. I interact with people that have come illegally, that have sent money via Cash App and Venmo and whatever to people to traffic their relatives here. And they all tell you. They basically say, we know if you can get to the border and you get in, they're going to release you. You have an 85-90% chance, which is a very high probability of being released into the country. That's why they are coming, because Biden has made that very clear. And those are policy choices. Those are choices that he made about who to detain, who not to detain, who to release, how to release them, and what to give them when you release them. So if he's not willing to do that, that's already within his power now. He's not going to do anything on the border, no matter what law we pass.
Well, he said last week that if that bill were the law today, I would shut down the border right now, said Joe Biden. But let's remind people what he said on September 12th in the middle of the presidential debate when he was running to be president. Watch this.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So, Senator, as we understand it, this bill, you're going to get to read it in the next 24 to 48 hours. A, is that your understanding? And B, how do you think that this is going to be something that you're going to be able to get behind once you read it? I'm sure you've heard as many of the elements that are in it as you can. And are we going to get relief on this issue, Democrats, Republicans, Americans?
Well, again, I don't know what's in the bill. It hasn't been described to us in detail, so I'll reserve judgment. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that a president that right now went all the way to the Supreme Court to fight against border security, okay, to fight against Texas, he should be thanking Texas, that president is somehow going to enforce a stricter law on the border. He doesn't want to do this. He won't do it, no matter what law we pass.
That's Marco Rubio yesterday on Fox News Channel. And I'll just tell you,